Kelvin Boyd works for EPB here in Chattanooga. He was hired as a fiber optic technician, one of the first to install fiber in this city. Now he's on the marketing side. And for the past few years in the Hamilton County Schools, he has been known as Professor Gigawatt, giving presentations to thousands of students before the pandemic hit. We talked about his role in a lab coat and his connection with the arts-based collaborative on our UTC campus, ABC at UTC. Kelvin, thanks for joining us.
Glad to be here.
How did you go from fiber optic technician to becoming Professor Gigawatt?
It was because of my background in coaching basketball and mentoring kids around the ages of elementary through high school kids for the past 15 years. And what I did was I had an opportunity to ride along with, at the time, was Dr. Shock, who was in that role. And he took me around to some of the schools, and I was actually able to go in and visit with the kids with him and see what he actually did with the students at the schools. And I just fell in love with the whole persona of being able to mentor kids on a different level.
And when you would show up in the schools as Professor Gigawatt, how would you show up? How would you present to the students?
Well, I would show up in my nice little jacket, my professor jacket, and my lab coat, and it has EPB, it has a lot of branding on it, and it has my name, Professor Gigawatt, on it, which I would actually get in touch with the teachers, or the teacher would get in touch with myself, either or, and we would schedule time for me to come out to the schools and teach kids how to be safe around electricity, also to teach them about creating circuits and building circuits with them, as well as static electricity, STEM, fiber optics, and also the smart grid. The presentations have adapted. I have added new presentations. I average seeing about anywhere from about 14,000 to about 16,000 students per year that I give presentations to. So I'm all over the entire Hamilton County school area as far as giving presentations to different schools.
And then tell us more about your work with the arts-based collaborative here at UTC, ABC at UTC, and ArtSpark Goes to School.
Well, my role was easy. I was the guy that was giving instructions and telling people what to do. But no, it was fun just being able to collaborate with Hamilton County School teachers, as well as Lori Allen from UTC and other community partners. My role was just simply getting everybody together, having a plan of action, which took about a year to plan out everything for ArtSpark Goes to School. So it was very intense. And just having continuous communications with us and the community as well.
What have the students learned through ArtSpark and this collaboration?
That they can simply just beautify the community through art.
And then how did you have to adjust as students and teachers and family and the rest of us had to adjust during the past year and a half of the pandemic?
Yes, we went from being in person to actually doing everything on Zoom and through Zoom meetings. So all of that had to be adjusted, which was good with us because of our busy schedules between myself and the community partners. And of course, the Hamilton County school system, those teachers were extremely busy and just trying to get on the same timeline with them to be able to schedule meetings. The virtual presentation and virtual project of ArtSpark actually worked in our favor.
And then with students coming back to school, what are the plans for Professor Gigawatt?
Just to go back to normal. Doing in-person presentations. So I would get a chance to go out to all the schools that I was visiting before the pandemic and doing the in-person hands-on learning again this year. And hopefully we won't have another shutdown of the school system.
And then if people want to keep up on Professor Gigawatt or find out more information about him, where can they go online?
They can go online to epb.com. And definitely just look up Professor Gigawatt and shoot me an email. And I would, from that generated email, I would get back in contact with them and we would get everything set up that way. That's the easiest and quickest way to get in contact with me.
All right. Kelvin, thanks so much.
Thank you, Ray.